الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue our tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah, particularly ayah number 80, which reads, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم أن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون. You see many of them becoming allies of those who disbelieved. How wretched is that which they have put forth for themselves, in that Allah has become angry with them. And in the punishment, they will abide eternally. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Nasir Sa'di rahimahullah says, in regards to this, تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْمُوَالَاتِ وَالنُّصْرَةِ. You see many of them becoming allies with those who disbelieved, as in they show love to them, and they show allegiance to them, and they aid them. And support them. لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ هَذِهِ الْبِضَاعَ الْكَاسِدَةِ. What they have put forth of this lousy merchandise, lousy product. وَالصَّفَقَ الْخَاسِرَةِ. And a losing transaction. وَهِيَ سَخَطُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي يَسْخَطُ لِسَخَطِهِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And it is the anger of Allah due to which everything becomes angry. Yani when Allah is angry with something or someone, then everything that Allah created becomes angry with that person as well. الملائكة إلى آخره. والخلود الدائم في العذاب العظيم. And the eternal abode in the eternal punishment. فقد ظلمتهم أنفسهم حيث قدمت لهم هذا النزل غير الكريم. Their own selves had wronged them when it put forth for them this abode which is not very generous, not very comforting, not very noble, which is the humiliation. وَقَدْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ إِذْ فَوَتُوهَا النَّعِيمَ الْمُقِيمِ. They have also wronged themselves by making a miss out on the eternal happiness. So basically, let me see, this should do the job, inshallah. Beautiful. طيب. The next ayah, ولو كانوا يؤمنون بالله والنبي وما أنزل إليهم اتخذوهم أولياء ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون. The English translation or equivalent, more or less, is, and if they had believed in Allah and the Prophet and in what was revealed to him, they would not have taken them as allies, but many of them are defiantly disobedient. Shaykh Abdul Rahman rahimahullah says, فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالنَّبِيِّ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ يُوجِبُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مُوَالَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَمُوَالَاتِ أَوْلِيَائِهِ وَمُعَادَاتِ مَنْ كَفَرَ بِهِ وَعَادَهِ. The belief in Allah and His Prophet necessitates, and what has been sent down upon the Prophet, necessitates upon the slave that he befriends and he takes the side of those of his Lord, Azza wa Jal, and the special friends or the righteous people of his religion, while showing enmity to those who disbelieve in Allah and those who show enmity to the deen of Allah. وَأَوْضَعَ فِي مَعَصِيهِ. And those who are engrossed in sin. فَشَرَطَ وِلَايَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْإِمَانِ بِهِ. فَشَرْطُ وِلَايَةِ اللَّهِ وَالْإِمَانِ بِهِ أَلَّا يَتَخِذَ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. A condition then for the validity of one's allegiance with Allah and belief in Him is that he does not take the enemies of Allah as allies. It's a condition for its validity. Meaning if someone takes the enemies of Allah as allies, he's no longer on the side of Allah. You cannot get both. In other words, you cannot get both. وَهَؤُلَاءِ لَمْ يُوجَدُ مِنْهُمُ الشَّرْطِ. And those people that I've been speaking about, they did not meet that condition. فدل على انتفاء المشروط. So this necessitates that the answer, you know, they have the conditional clause, there's the conditional phrase, and then there's the, what is that in grammar? Who remembers grammar? Like, you know, they say, if you come on time, we will go to whatever, to drink coffee. Now, this is a conditional clause. Now, remember that if is the conditional, and then the outcome of that, it has a special word. هو جواب جواب الشرط عندنا بالعربية بس بالإنجليش. لا يا شيخ. Preposition is in, on, at. Anywho, the bottom line is when the condition is missing, the outcome of the condition will be gone. If I say, if you come on time, you will drink coffee, and you didn't come on time, will there be any coffee? No. خلاص. Maybe that's an easier example. ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون. However, many of them are defiantly disobedient. أي خارجون عن طاعة الله والإيمان به وبالنبي. They are far away from obeying Allah and believing in Him and in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن فسقهم ولاة أعداء الله. And part of their defiant disobedience is that they are allies and they show allegiance to the enemies of Allah. So, for example, in this day and time, among the Muslims, we find that very often we do so. Specifically, fans of sports who will show allegiance to a bunch of kuffar because it's the team they support. And this Barcelona team, for example, Messi and this other, his name is Messi, yani. What do you expect, yani? Any organization in the process? And this other guy, the Brazilian player, whatever he is, they took him, they have footage of them recently in Palestine with the Jews wearing that Jewish cap and showing respect, and they were in a state of supreme khushu', huh? With the Jews in Jerusalem, in the land of Muslims. طيب. And then we come and put these losers on in the advertisement, and people wear their jerseys and walk around, and they almost swear by them. And their whole allegiance is to Messi or Ronaldo or Ronaldinho, whatever their names are. This is an example. You cannot be a believer and show allies. Okay, you appreciate his skills, fine. But for you to advertise him on your back to the rest of the world as if he's some important figure in this dunya is nonsense when they are the enemies of Islam. So, in other words, you like sports more than Islam. That's what it boils down to. So you don't mind wearing the jersey, even if it has a cross. The Barcelona jersey, the original one, has a cross. And how many people I've personally told, it has a cross, it has a cross. How many? Allahu A'lam, over 100. How many of them did anything about it? None. Say, brother, it's okay, but I don't. I know you don't. You are in the house of Allah with a cross on your shirt, man. What are you talking about? You can't take off a shirt for the sake of Allah. That's an example. Okay, so that negates iman. I'm not saying that the person is a kafir, okay, but we're saying it negates the perfection of iman. There's a defect in iman. We seek Allah's refuge from all of that. Ala kulli hal. Interesting ayah is the one which follows. So pay attention to that. And it's very related to what I just told you, the example I just gave you. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقَرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِصِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ You will surely find the most intense of people in animosity toward the believers to be the Jews. The people who hate the Muslims the most are the Jews. And just yesterday, one Jewish person left a comment on one of the YouTube videos, the lectures, which he said something, I don't know what he said in the beginning. Then he said, Islam means I, Satan, laugh at Muslims. Huh? And so he, sick-minded people, so he went from one video to another, leaving this comment, you know, again and again. Of course, the benefit of that is I get to block him. So I went to the settings and blocked this person so he can no longer harass me. And I reported him for actually religious harassment. But yani someone who has no life, he's willing to go copy and paste, go video after one to two, put the same stupid comment. Which somehow Islam meant I, Satan, laugh at Muslims. Now the funny thing is that he's acknowledging a lot of Islamic concepts in this very sentence, including Satan, who's been playing with him enough for him to put him in the sentence. It's a very funny thing, but that's how much the Jews hate Muslims. And those who associate others with Allah, Hindus, Buddhists, we all know this from the subcontinent now, huh? And a big war against the Muslims from the Buddhists and the Hindus. So you find these are the most, have the most enmity. And you will find the nearest of them in affection to the believers, those who say we are Christians. True. Not all the time, and not all of them, but generally the Christians have more in common and are more lenient towards Muslims than other religions. And another evidence of that is the number of Christians who embrace Islam versus the number of Hindus or Buddhists or Jews. The highest number of reverts into Islam is from Christianity. It's a manifestation of this ayah. Had there not been an affection, had they had such an animosity that they would not be willing to listen or guide it, they would have never come to Islam. That is because among them are priests and monks. And monks, and because they are not arrogant. Of course, again, this is in reference to those who eventually become Muslims. Not all of them, because we know many of them are arrogant until the very moment, and they do not believe in Islam. Now, Sheikh says, rahimahullah, يقول تعالى في بيان أقرب الطائفتين إلى المسلمين. Allah says in highlighting the closest of the two religions to Islam, وإلى ولايتهم ومحبتهم, and those who are closer to them and being allies with them and loving them, وأبعدهم من ذلك, and the farthest from them, لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا. فهؤلاء الطائفتان على الإطلاق أعظم الناس معاداة للإسلام والمسلمين. These two groups have the hugest and greatest animosity towards Islam and Muslims. وأكثرهم سعيا في إيصال الضرر إليهم, and they strive the most in harming Muslims. وذلك لشدة بغضهم لهم. This is because of the huge enmity they have towards them. بغيا وحسدا وعنادا وكفرا, out of transgression and jealousy and stubbornness and disbelief. ولتجدن أقربهم مودة للذين آمنوا الذين قالوا إنا نصارى, and you find the closest then to them those who say we are Christians. وذكر تعالى لذلك عدة أسباب. Allah mentioned a number of reasons for that. منها أن منهم قصيصين ورهبان, أي علماء متزهدين. Among them are scholars who are ascetic. Okay? Ascetic meaning zuhd, zahid. Someone who doesn't care much for the dunya. Of course, you have those among them. And you have the Pope who will be rocking maybe like 20 kilos of gold. And you know, some wildly expensive outfit every time he goes out to bless the Catholics. Okay? The Catholic Christians don't have this kind of zuhud really going on much. It's more like a child molestation into taking advantage of the people and their money, jumping into wearing fancy gold and stuff. Khalas. Huh? And just say a few Hail Marys and call on Mary when you need help, and St. Patrick when you're in tough times, when you're traveling, and they give you a few things and you're good to go. Jesus died for you. Enjoy your life. Huh? Nothing really to worry about. Hey, نعم وعبادا في الصوامع متعبدين, and others who are, you know, devoted to worship. والعلم مع الزهد وكذلك العبادة بما يلطف القلب ويرفقه. And anyways, knowledge along with asceticism and along with worship is among the means to soften one's heart. ويزيل عنه ما فيه من الجفاء والغلظة, and it will remove whatever kind of hardness or harshness you may have. فلذلك لا يوجد فيهم غلظة اليهود. That's why you will not find among the Christians that harshness of the Jews. True. وشدة المشركين, nor that severity of the polytheists. ومنها أنهم لا يستكبرون, أي ليس فيهم تكبر ولا عتو عن الانقياد الحق. That also among the reasons that they do not show arrogance, they're not arrogant, meaning you will not find in them this kind of arrogance that will turn them away from the truth. وذلك موجب لقربهم من المسلمين ومحبتهم. This then necessitates their nearness to Muslims and loving them. فإن المتواضع أقرب إلى الخير من المستكبر. The humble person is closer to goodness than the arrogant person. 583 or آية 83. وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. Oops. Wait. Here. And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, "Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses." And this is what I was saying earlier. I was telling you earlier that the description about the Christians given in the previous ayah was in reference to who? Those who become Muslim. Those are the ones who don't show arrogance. Those are the ones who are close to the truth. And the supporting evidence for that understanding is this ayah. Because Allah, in describing them, said that when they hear the Quran, then their tears overflow. And they say, "We believe," which means this is referring to the Balik Islam. No? The reverse to Islam. It is not just referring to any Christian in any time, anywhere. So the Shaykh said, رحمه الله تعالى, وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول أي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أثر ذلك في قلوبهم وخشعوا له. Meaning when they hear what has been sent upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, this will affect their hearts and will make it submissive. وفاضت أعينهم بسبب ما سمعوا من الحق. And then their tears will overflow because of what they have heard of the truth. الذي تيقنوه, which they have become certain about. فلذلك آمنوا وأقروا به. That's why they believed and they admitted. فقالوا ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses. وهم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the shahideen, the witnesses here are the ummah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يشهدون لله بالتوحيد. Why are they witnesses? Because they bear witness in regards to the oneness and uniqueness of Allah. ولرسله بالرسالة وصحة ما جاء به. And in regards to the messengers of Allah, they are the ones who bear witness to the validity of the messages of the messengers. ويشهدون على الأمم السابقة بالتصديق والتكذيب. And they bear witness against the previous nations whether they accepted or belied. وهم عدول. And they are just. They are reliable. عدول. This is also used in the science of hadith. بسم الله. They say عدل. That فلان was عدل, meaning that he was upright and he was fair and square in his character. And someone whose hadith is acceptable, right? Because you have other descriptions of the in the chain of narrators like mudallis, which will make the hadith weak, if you know, and take it out from the sahha, because a mudallis is someone who kind of tricks the people. He says, "I heard from Abdul Majid," and even though he didn't hear from Abdul Majid, he heard from Abdul Majid's cousin. But he doesn't mention that I heard from Abdul Majid's cousin, that he heard from Abdul Majid. He will say, "I heard from Abdul Majid directly." This is tadlis. This is tadlis. Al-Muhim, this is nothing that of concern to you now. I'm just saying. So, mahum udul shahadatu maqbul. That's why they say all of the Sahaba are udul. All of the Sahaba are udul. Yani each and every Sahabi, you don't have to investigate his character to verify the authenticity of the hadith he narrates to you. Unlike those who came after. Anyone who narrates from the Prophet ﷺ after, we have to investigate. Fulan, how was he? But the Sahaba, all of them are udul. Shahadatuhum maqbula. Their testimony is acceptable. If he says, "I saw," it means he saw. كما قال تعالى وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. And such we have made you a middle nation, a balanced nation, so you may be witnesses over people and the messenger can be a witness over you. Ayah 84. وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَنَطْمَعُ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And why should we not believe in Allah and what has come to us of the truth? And we aspire that our Lord will admit us to paradise with the righteous people. فَكَأَنَّهُمْ لِيمُوا عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَمُسَرَعَتِهِمْ فِيهِ. The Shaykh saying, it's as if some people blame them for hastening in belief. As soon as they hear the Quran being recited, their eyes overflow with tears and they say, believe. The Shaykh said, as if some people came and said, what is the rush for? Why are you hastening, being hasty in believing? So they said to them, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مَا الْحَقِّ وَنَطْمَعُ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. أي وَمَا الَّذِي يَمْنَعُنَا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَالْحَالُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَنَا الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا. What will prevent us from believing right away now that the truth has come to us? الَّذِي لَا يَقْبَلُ الشَّكْ وَلَا الرَّيْبُ. وَالرَّيْبُ, there's no doubt, there's absolutely no doubt or uncertainty in what has come to us. وَنَحْنُ إِذَا آمَنَّا وَاتَّبَعْنَا الْحَقَّ طَمِعْنَا أَن يُدْخِلَنَا اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And if we believe instantly, then we will have hope and aspire that Allah will admit us to paradise with the righteous people. فَأَيِّ مَانِعٍ يَمْنَعُنَا. So what should prevent us? أَيِّ مَانِعٍ يَمْنَعُنَا. What preventer should prevent us afterwards? أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ مُوجِبًا لِلْمُسَارَعَةِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ لِلْإِيمَانِ وَعَدَمِ التَّخَلُّفِ عَنْ. Isn't this a good reason for you to hasten into belief and submission and not to turn away from that? Of course. The truth has become clear to you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? So Ayah 85 says, فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين. So Allah rewarded them for what they said with gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally, and that is the reward of doers of good. The Shaykh said, قال الله تعالى فأثابهم الله بما قالوا أي بما تفوه به من الإيمان ونطقوا به من التصديق بالحق. Because of the truth which they have uttered with their tongues. Gardens under which, beneath which rivers flow, abiding there eternally, and that is the reward of the doers of good. وهذه الآيات نزلت في النصارى الذين آمنوا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كالنجاشي وغيره ممن آمن منهم. This ayah was revealed in regards to the Christians who believed in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, like an Najashi, صح, the Abyssinian king, and others who had believed in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكذلك لا يزال يوجد فيهم من يختار دين الإسلام, دين الإسلام. Similarly, the Shaykh said, we still see among them those who choose the religion of Islam. Of course. ويتبين لهم بطلان. وعليكم السلام. حياك الله. ايوه. ويتبين له بطلان ما كانوا عليه. And it becomes clear to him the falsehood which he was upon. And this happens to many Christians. Until today, all of his life, he thought Christianity was the true religion of God. And he was living the Christian way and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, at some point in his life, Allah shows him the light. Allah shows him the truth. Then he sees Islam. Then he realizes what kufr he was involved in. And that person may have not realized the gravity of disbelief he was in. Subhanallah. وَهُمْ أَقْرَبُ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ إِلَى دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And they are closer to the religion of Islam than the Jews and the polytheists. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Where was I? But those who disbelieved and denied our signs, they are the companions of the hellfire. ولما ذكر ثواب المحسنين ذكر عقاب المسيئين. After Allah mentioned the reward of the doers of good, He mentioned the reward or the compensation for the evil doers. فقال والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم لأنهم كفروا بالله وكذبوا بآياته المبينة للحق. Because they disbelieved in Allah and they disbelieved in His signs which clarified the truth for them. So you say to the Christians today that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran about Isa and his mother, huh? He said what? مَنْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون. Jesus was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers who came before him. And his mother was a believer in truth and a supporter of truth. They used to eat food. Look how we make the signs clear for them. Then look how they turn away. So you deal with any Christian now who wants to claim the divinity of Jesus and tell him that Jesus ate food. Does the divine eat food? He will not be able to give you a clear-cut answer without philosophy. He will have to come up with all, he will have to invent like tens of foundations which are not taught by Jesus to support his view that Jesus was actually playing two roles. It was that when he was in a human role, he was supposed to be like the humans, because when he was God, he will come up with all kinds of things trying to, you know, zigzag his way into something. But at the end of the day, no clear-cut, satisfactory answer. If he ate food, it means he had a digestive system. If he had a digestive system, it means he defecated. If he's defecated, he was never God. You just can't make me believe otherwise. And you can't prove to me otherwise. You cannot tell me God and the Son of God were going to the bathroom. It just doesn't register properly with any human being. You can play with it, but it is not satisfactory. And you know it and I know it. So, you know, that's the example. They turn away from that. Ayah 87. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. All you who have believed, do not prohibit the good things which Allah has made lawful to you, and do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like the transgressors. The Shaykh said, يقول تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم من المطاعم والمشارب. This is in regards to food and drink. Do not make haram what Allah has made halal. Because we have people who you tell the people, the captain, you know, smoking is haram. Huh? Smoking is haram. I've had many people say this to me. They say, yeah, coffee is haram too. Said, how was that? Said, it's the same thing. It has the same thing. It has caffeine, and the caffeine does, I don't know, it's like an alert to your system, and therefore it is giving you a form of changing your natural condition, just like cigarette is relaxation, and go to, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're making coffee haram? Or you tell people who consume haram things, they will say, well, anything you, well, sugar is haram too. Why? Sugar is harmful for you. Here you have to understand the principle. The principle is to differentiate between what Allah has made khabith in its very nature and what Allah made tayyib, but people may misuse it so that it becomes harmful to them. So it could be that sugar is haram for a person who has diabetes. And a doctor tells him, if you eat sugar, you will die. And it becomes haram upon this person to consume sugar, because in his case it is suicide. But sugar in and of itself, is it from the tayyibat or the khaba'ith? It's from the tayyibat. It's from the tayyibat. Taking some of it doesn't do much. Misusing it is what will cause you harm. Or adding chemicals or whatever. Versus cigarettes, which in and of itself is a khabitha. or marijuana, or some of these other drugs, which in and of themselves are khabith. So you cannot say, well, both of them do the same thing, so you make both halal or make both haram.
Yeah, but the Quran did not specify that smoke or cigarette is there in the Quran. This is what they said.
In Abdul Hadi. You tell him the Quran did not. Do you want the Quran to tell you, يعني, لا تدخنوا or what? No. You tell him. Tell him. Was there smoke at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, cigarette smoking? Let him prove it. Huh? Of course they had. 1400 years ago. How do you know? No, seriously. How do you know? Can anyone prove that cigarettes existed at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام? Mind you, historically speaking, huh? We know about what the Sahaba used to do in pre-Islamic days. They were heavy drinkers, drunkards. No mention of smoke ever. Don't you think it would have been mentioned? Smoking is pretty popular all over the world, whether it is smoking drugs or smoking cigarettes. No mention from a historic point of view whatsoever about any smoke from among anyone from the Sahaba from their pre-Islamic days. Why? It didn't exist. Let's say it existed. Allah does not have to specify by name what is halal and what is haram when He gives you a fundamental, foundational principle, such as وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and do not kill yourselves. So if proven that cigarettes kill you, and it is proven that cigarettes will cause cancer and kill you, then that ayah in the Quran already covers this particular smoke. It covers cigarettes. You understand? You don't understand. Yeah, he's not convinced because he wants to smoke. No, there are mashayikh, by the way, who be puffing on cigarettes. He will give you hundreds of evidences to support the halal of cigarettes because he wants to smoke. So you cannot convince everyone, by the way. Huh? It doesn't mean though that he has a valid case, mind you. If you, I give you, you try to explain to someone, says it doesn't make sense. The same thing happened to me. I told you last week at work with my boss. He's an atheist, and I explained to him with tens of examples that there's a God, and he's not convinced. My argument was not strong enough. For example, so he's still an atheist. Does that mean that he's right and that there's something wrong with the belief in Allah? Or is it the problem with him? Even if you give the best examples and the best evidences, and a person doesn't accept it, does not mean that there's a problem with the evidence or the example. It's a problem with the person. So this is nonsense that there's nothing in the Quran which says, tell him, there's nothing in the Quran which says that wearing gold is haram for the men. Is he going to wear gold? And there's nothing in the Quran which says that you pray Dhuhr 4 rak'at. And that you begin with takbirat al-ihram. And then you end with taslim. How is he going to do it? The Quran doesn't detail how you pay zakah. How are you going to do it? The Quran doesn't detail fasting. How are you going to do it? The Quran doesn't detail how to do hajj. How is he going to do it? He wants to smoke. Make dua for him, Sheikh. Make dua for him. Allahu musta'an. طيب. فإنها نعم أنعم الله بها عليكم. So these مطاعم and مشارب, foods and drinks, are bounties which Allah has bestowed upon you. فحمدوه إذا أحلها لكم, إذ أحلها لكم. So praise Allah for having made it lawful for you. واشكروه ولا تردوا نعمته بكفرها وعدم قبولها. And thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And do not return His bounty. Do not reject His bounty by disbelieving in it or not accepting it. أو اعتقاد تحريمها, or by assuming that it is haram. Don't do that. فتجمعون بذلك بين القول على الله الكذب. So you bring a relation between two disasters. You lie against Allah, وكفر النعمة, and then you reject and you are ungrateful to the bounty of Allah. واعتقاد الحلال الطيب حراما خبيثا, and that you assume or that you consider, عفواً, you consider the halal, the good and halal, to be haram and evil. فإن هذا من الاعتداء, this is a form of transgression. وَاللَّهُ قَدْ نَهَى عن الاعتداء. فقال, Allah has prohibited transgression. So he said, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, verily, and do not transgress. Allah does not love the transgressor. بَلْ يُبْغِضُهُمْ وَيَمْقُطُهُمْ وَيُعَاقِبُهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Rather, Allah hates them and He detests them and He will punish them for their transgression. So with that, inshallah, we will conclude this particular class. Alhamdulillah, we covered a good number of ayat today. And we stopped at ayah number 87. And we will be, idhnillah azza wa jal, resume the discussion on ayah 88 next week if we all remain alive and healthy. Hadha wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.